All right, welcome everybody to the Monday night Packard Boys team call. Every Monday we do a different topic and different call, and this Monday we are doing an interview with a Sox star. And before we get started and introduce Linda Thomas, we're going to do some announcements and recognition promotions. Do you guys have anything you want to start with, Dad?
I haven't turned on my computer for a week, Adam, so I just can't figure out how to turn on your computer in the hotel room. And so I just leave it in the car
it's
now.
It's the same way you turn it on in the house, the on button.
Yeah, it just doesn't
those two little magic holes in the wall that you plug it into.
Yeah, that's the problem. So I'll be on. I'll be getting set up tomorrow. So as most of you know, I'm driving across country from Phoenix to Maine. And we're now in Massachusetts, land of the rain. And I can't believe it. We didn't get any rain the whole country, and then we get it here in Massachusetts. So,
all right. That's
exciting. Thanks for the news.
That's great. Adam, did you have anything?
No, I don't have anything. Just next couple. We don't have a treat or mite for a little while, but the next one is going to be in Hartford in July and then Dallas in August. So if you guys have any team members, start promoting those early, because the more people that you have at those events, the more business builders you will attract. So make sure if you're not going to go to them, see if you have any team members there. And I know we're going to I'm going to Hartford, and Dad, you'll be there teaching that one. And then Jeff, I'm not sure if you're going to Dallas or not, but I'll be there too. So if you guys have any team members there, make sure you promote it and let them know that we'll be there too. So love to meet them.
Yeah, and I just wanted to just two things. Number one, a friend of mine is making these Eagles T-shirts. They're really awesome. I have one. They're made out of bamboo. And you can get them on our website, thepackardteam.com, and it's under resources. You have to log in with the Packard team as the password. But I thought they were it's an awesome shirt, and I just wanted to give her a shout-out. Also, I wanted to let everybody know, Michael Yank just emailed me. This is the last week for the discount code for the convention. If you haven't bought your convention ticket and you want the discount code, here it is, TERSEA1, TERSEA1, and that'll give you $100 off your convention ticket. And it's really
just
important
to add to that too. Just to add to that too, if you're having new distributors, within their first 30 days, they can do a 2-for-1 convention ticket. So anybody that's brand new in the first 30 days, they can get a 2-for-1 convention ticket. So if you have someone that's new, have them buy a convention ticket, they get a free one, so they could bring somebody else. So keep that in mind too. That's something that we haven't really been promoting a whole lot, but it's still available.
And what does Jordan say about bringing somebody to convention, Adam?
Well, yeah, he says, you know, it's not a guarantee, but for every person that you bring to convention, you can expect to have 100 distributors for every person within a year of that convention. So if you come by yourself within a year, then you'll have 100 distributors. And if you come with 10 people in a year, you'll have, you know, 1,000 distributors. So the more people you bring to convention, the larger and faster your team will grow.
Awesome. Well, let's introduce tonight's call. Every month, we're going to do an interview with a Sox star. And it could be from our team. It could be someone else outside of our team. But I think if we all learn from each other what other successful people are doing in the business, we can all take one or two things away from it and build our businesses more successfully. So tonight's call is going to be with Linda Thomas. Linda Thomas, her background, I'll let her kind of talk about her background, but she was in another network marketing company when she saw the opportunity with Sendout Cards. She's been with Sendout Cards for, I'm guessing, about over 2 years now, Linda?
Yep, just over two. Mm-hmm.
Just over two, and she has about 225, 226 people in her group, and she is shooting for executive by Hartford Treat 'em Right. She's actually the one when Jordan Nather was bidding, had everybody bid on a dollar bill, what kind of value he could bring to the dollar bill. She actually bid $1,000 for this dollar bill. Now, the dollar bill represented more than a dollar. It actually represented Jordan's time. So she got the time to spend one-on-one with Jordan and learn how to build the business the right way. So, Linda, does that kind of sum things up?
It does. Great job. Thanks.
So, Linda, we're gonna fire some questions at you, and if there's something else you want to share that you think that people need to hear on the phone, please just let us know. But the first question I want to know is, what was your background, And why did you get started with Send Out Cards?
Sure, you bet. I'm so excited to be here. I actually have butterflies because I'm on with all three of the Packard boys, so this is kind of fun. So thanks for having me. My background real quick is I had a successful run with another marketing network marketing company for about 14 years, had the car, all that kind of fun stuff, and a perfect stranger, as we all know, Bart Ratliff, cold called me one day and said, I've got this great service that I think you might be able to use in your current business. Took the appointment, fell in love with it. At that time, I wasn't looking for an opportunity, but I went home and I couldn't sleep. I just couldn't get over what I saw from the system itself and then from the business opportunity, but I didn't let Bart know that. And I was so not looking for an opportunity that I signed up as a wholesale account. And he did encourage me to go in for the $100, no big deal, whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm really not looking for anything. And long story short, within 36 hours, I had upgraded myself and had two distributors in. I just thought it was the coolest thing. So I just kind of dabbled for a while. And as Adam said, when you go to convention, what Jordan always says, that if you go to convention, you'll probably come back with 100 people in your group. And I went to convention by myself. And Bart and I didn't even know Bart well and went to the convention by myself, stood there. I think I had 9 distributors. I wasn't even a manager yet. And I came back the next convention with 120 in my group. It was pretty cool. So
that's
convention
awesome.
Works. Yeah.
Now,
hey,
did
Linda,
you...
this is Jim. Go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Dad.
The thing that really that stands out, at least in my perspective of you, is how outgoing you are and what a great personality you have in this business. Such a great trait to have, and I just want you to know that. And whenever you're around, it just seems like everything is, very upbeat.
Oh, thanks.
Dad, we can hardly hear you,
it.
Just so you know. Just
you can hardly hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Oh, okay. And I just want to know, how do you keep up all the time? How are you so upbeat all the time, Linda?
Well, the one thing I really like about Send Out Cards, that I love about Send Out, is how it encourages us to be better at what we do, like the whole I am statements, the whole treat 'em right philosophy. I actually increased my reading when I came into Send Out Cards, just personal development, reading books and things like that, keeping my mind in the right place. And Send Out Cards has really helped me do that. I really got away from personal development in my former company. They didn't really encourage that, and that's probably one of the biggest things I love about Send Out Cards outside of what we offer through the cards, is the whole philosophy on treat 'em right is getting your mind right. And I read every single day, at least a half hour. I grab, a half hour every day, try to read, and I don't watch TV or news, things like that. I don't watch news at all. I don't watch hardly any TV. But I just, keeping myself plugged in with your calls, Jordan's calls, on a weekly basis, if you just kind of surround yourself with the right people and the right mindset and reading the right things, bad things can't get in.
Great point. Well, I tell you, it's very evident that you do that. I just wanted you to know that.
Hey, Linda, it's Adam. I got a question for you. I had a couple emails come through from team members when we shot this email out, and a lot of people wanted to know how you stay organized and what you do to keep, everybody does it a little bit differently, and, I might have a system that's different than Jeff and my dad. What do you use to keep in touch with people? And obviously you use the cards, but how do you stay organized with your contacts, and maybe give us a couple ways that that you go out and you meet new people, some prospecting ideas.
Yep. I use ACT. Database. Most people have some kind of database. But when I came in to Send Out Cards, I really started to use the contact manager and Send Out Cards. And when I show Send Out Cards, it doesn't matter what account they're coming in at, the retail, wholesale, or entrepreneur, I always tell everybody the contact manager is worth the system all by itself. It really is a very powerful system. And for the newer card senders, you may not even know that you can put dated notes and you can future date notes. So every day you log in, if Jim and I did a walkthrough today and he said, this is great, give me, a couple days to wrap my brain around it and get things together, then you can future date a note, whatever date you want in the future, and your reminder will come up to call Jim Packard today, and all your notes are sitting there. So I use the contact manager a lot. The other thing I use is from the Packard team's website. I think the greatest form outside of the Daily 8 scorecard, I use a Daily 8 scorecard. Outside of the Daily 8 scorecard, I think the best piece of paper in send out cards outside the greeting cards is the gift account. It's called the gift account tracking sheet. Do you know what I'm talking about, Jim?
Are you talking about the scorecard? Or are you
not today. It's called Keeping Track of Your Gift Account Walkthroughs. On your website, on the Packer team's website, under training.
Adam's probably familiar with that.
Yeah, this sheet, all it has, it's the most simple sheet, but it has a list of every gift account you've done. Because you can pull up your gift accounts. You can, like, do under your contact manager, you can just list your active gift accounts and inactive gift accounts. But I'm a visual person, so there's this piece of paper in front of me at all times, and it has, I mean, just one line item, the name, their telephone number, the date of the gift account, and the notes and the results. And I can look at that on a daily basis and see exactly where people are. Because the last column is the most important one. It says results. It's either blank or it has retail, wholesale, or distributor in it. So every day I look at this sheet and I can see there's like 35 to a page. Who doesn't have a result filled in? It's either blank or they already have an account set up. But it's on the Packer team's website. It's called Keep Track Your Gift Account Walkthroughs. I think it's the best sheet of paper and send out as far as like trying to who am I supposed to follow up? Because I think that's the biggest the number one concern most people have is follow up. They're afraid of it. You know, it's easier to do a walkthrough than it is to do the follow up. But the other
part. Why do you think that is, Linda?
Well, because it's easy and comfortable to do what we know and love. And we know and love how to send cards, and we want to tell the world about send out cards. But when somebody has to follow up, they're afraid of what that person may or may not. They're just afraid to follow up. It's hard to follow up. And if people would just – I was so excited. That book, The Magic of Thinking Big, I finished it this morning. And one of the last pages in there was – people's fear of other people, like whether it's follow-up or just talking to people. And the biggest thing it said in there is the other person is a human being, and we shouldn't be afraid of other human beings. I loved it so much I Facebooked it today. I thought that was really cool. Everyone's afraid of, you know, talking to other people. And if you just kind of pull it back and say that person's another human being, they're not going to bite your head off. And in send out cards, everybody loves what they see. The reaction never disappoints. Everybody that I have ever done a walkthrough always says, this is the coolest thing. I love it. I got to have this. I want to have this. Like that, I have never heard, you know what I mean? Like everybody loves send out cards. So what they're afraid of in the fall, they're just afraid to ask. Maybe they don't know what to say. Maybe we can have a little dialogue on that. I don't know. But I think if people just actually made the phone call, they would find that it's a lot easier to follow up than you think.
I think a lot of people are just afraid to make that call because somebody could reject them, say no to them. So it's a lot easier not to make the call rather than have that rejection. And what you have to do is, and the people aren't rejecting you, they're just the timing's not right for them right now.
Right.
And I think you learn that as you go forward. So.
And I'll tell you what we did the other day with one of our distributors. We just made three-way follow-up calls together, and that was fun. I mean, every conversation was different. The one woman, I said, hey, you know, we wanted to follow up with you. I understand you loved our system. And when you have somebody else doing the dirty work, per se, like if your sponsor's doing, like, the initial part, it's so much easier, and I'm not afraid of it, so I don't mind saying it. And we literally said to her, you know you love the system. You know, we just wanted to follow up with you, see if you had questions, obviously. But, you know, to the point, you know, we wanted to, you know, basically see if we can earn your business today and set you up an account with send out cards. And that's exactly what we said, you know. You just put it out there.
Linda, if you were brand new in this business and getting started today, what would you do anything differently, or what would you do if you were you maybe had a couple reps on your team and you know the goal is to get to senior manager as fast as you can, but what would you suggest for a new person? Any words of advice if you could look back and see how you did it, and then what you would do differently or what you would change?
Yeah, I totally know what I would do differently. I would keep my mouth shut. The biggest error that newer distributors make, and in their defense, they're completely excited, and we love that, but they talk about send-out cards. And the magic is when they get on that computer and send the card. And we were coming back. We've been on two send-out cards cruises, and after the first cruise, we were in the airport, and we were all, like, kind of sitting around, and somebody, a senior manager said to me, "What do you say when somebody says, 'What's send-out cards?'" And honest to God, this was my answer. I said, "Oh, it's this great system. It's a follow-up system. We're a online greeting card company. You go online, you grab a card, you say what you need to say. When you hit send, the company will print, stuff, stamp, and mail a real card in your own handwriting and signature." And I said all that. And he goes, "Oh, my God." He says, "You say that." And I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "What do you say?" And he says, "If you're a real estate agent," he says, "I help real estate agents stay in contact with their friends and contacts. If you're, you know, an insurance agent, I help insurance agents." Like, he was giving benefit statements, and I was doing features and functionalities. So now when I have new people come on board, I tell them that story. I said, "People are going to ask you what it is, and you're going to talk features and functionality. And it sounds like blah, 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 blah." And they'll kind of give you the head tilt and whatever. So for new people, the best thing you can say is call somebody up, and there's two sentences you say to somebody. You know, I'd say, "Hey, Jim, it's Linda. How are you?" "Good, great." My two sentences are you in front of your computer? I got something really cool to show you. And that's the approach. Like, that's kind of all you need to say to somebody. And if you know them well, you can get away with that. So
great
for
point.
Yeah,
great
so for new
point.
People, just keep quiet. It's so hard to tell them that. And I tell them, you know, you're going to say way too much. You're going to get the head tilt. You're going to get like, "Oh, that sounds good." And I said, and remember when that happens, "Oh, yeah, Linda told me that I would talk too much. I get the head tilt."
Linda, if I was a brand new distributor, you signed up today, direct to you, what are the first two, what are some action items you want me to do?
Yep. First things first, we'll set up your banner site. And then we're going to make a list of about 20 to 25 people. First and foremost, you've got to get your money back. That's the first thing we're going to try to do is get your money back. We're going to try to build you a group, you know, an initial group of 12, then 24, get you senior manager. But first things first, a list of 20, 25 names, and we're going to set a time, we're going to make some calls, and we're going to do some demos. And I call it demos. I love gift account walkthrough. I know what that is. But from a prospect standpoint, if we call somebody up and say, "We just want to run a quick 5-minute demo on how this works," that, like, resonates with that person. So we all talk gift account walkthrough to each other, but I use the word demo when I talk to folks. But that's the first thing we do is get initial list together, start making calls, and start doing demos to get their money back quick.
Are you doing anything?
Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was just going to say, are you doing anything creative to build your business? Like lunch and learns or coffee and cards or seminars?
Yep. We do once a month, we do like coffee and cards, like on a Saturday morning. And that's for all distributors, doesn't matter whose group they're in. They can come and we do the walkthrough, we do the demo, they bring guests. And then we have a training on how to use the system. And now we do the DVD presentation. And then we do lunches like this Wednesday. We'll grab an area. This week it's the south area of Pittsburgh, and on Wednesday we have a lunch where from 11:30 to 12, everybody's to come with their guests, get lunch, get seated, and then 12 to 1 we run the send-out session. We'll play the DVD, we'll have somebody send the card, he's never sent the card, we'll go the three ways to become a card sender, and then we have the three ways to become card sender pieces of paper there. So as they're done, they can start filling out their sheets and we can start keying everybody in. But the coolest thing we're doing this week is we're doing one at lunch, like 11:30 to 12, get your food, sit down, 12 to 1 we go. And then the same place at 5:30, same thing. Because we got some people who can come during the day at lunch, and then some people can't do that during the day. They'll come after work. So from like 5:30 to 6, they grab their meal and then from 6 to 7 we'll do our send-out session. So we hit that one area that one day.
Hmm. Linda, awesome. I have a question for you. When you're, you've got 227 people in your group, you said?
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you have that are duplicating in your group?
There's about, I've got three managers in my senior manager code, and then there's like four other managers outside of my manager code, outside of my senior manager code. So what is that, a percentage-wise of?
Seven. That's about one out of 30.
Yes. And you know what my goal is? I just redid some good I am statements. My goal for my organization is one out of 10 will be senior manager and above.
Well, that's good. Great. That's a great I am statement. I think you get better as you get as you in this business longer and longer.
I agree.
Better and your ratios get better, by the way, because I was one out of 30 for a long time, and now I'm about one out of 10.
Yeah, because you even get better at having more entrepreneurs come in your business than customer accounts. Like in the beginning, those two distributors I had within 36 hours, after that I had 12 wholesale accounts. And I remember calling Rick Mice, who brought Bart in. I said, what am I doing wrong? I said, I got 12 wholesale accounts. And he just, you know, the leader that he is, he goes, don't change anything you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. They'll come. Yeah, so but I did learn, yes, I got better at bringing in distributors because I educated myself. Outside of, you know, reading and being better at what you do, I think you really need to be a student of send-out cards. You know, the company, what we have to offer, you know, you get real good at the system. But when you invest in send-out cards, if you really want to run here, you got to invest in yourself, obviously, but you got to get to the treaty marts and you got to get to convention. And where I turned the corner on distributors was there at convention, Tommy Wyatt went through how he went through the three ways to become a sender of cards, and he did, there's two kinds of entrepreneurs. Him and Tommy and Curtis did it. And it was the Treat 'em Right at convention, and they said there's two kinds of entrepreneurs. The people who just, you know, everybody who looks at send out cards knows a handful of people that can use and benefit from it. So, like, we have type A entrepreneur, the one that gets their money back. You know, we work with you. We'll demo the system for you. You know, tell a couple people you got a free system. And then the other kind of entrepreneur is somebody that really sees a great marketing tool here and a great great system to market, and you'd like to earn some money sideline or do something full-time. And when they defined that there's two kinds of entrepreneurs, then I got better at defining that there are two kinds of entrepreneurs, and when you give people choices, they pick one.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because initially when you first get on, you had mentioned one of the first things you do is have somebody write down 25 names and have them call those 25 names.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody's in that situation. Not everybody wants to get off to a fast start like that. Some people just want to introduce it to three or four people, get their money back, get their cards paid for, and be happy with the system.
And those are entrepreneur B people, right?
Absolutely. They became a great referral system as the years go on, by the way.
Right, yeah.
But when you find that person that wants to work it, that's when you sit down and you list out your 25 names. So, you know, the other thing we never do, we don't seem to emphasize enough the convention guys. And I'm glad that you brought that up, Linda, because at the convention, you get to meet people like Tommy and Curtis and Diane Walker and Betty and Bob. And we have a lot of breakout sessions at the convention that I really encourage people to take advantage of because you can hear one or two things differently or something new from a different distributor, it could make all the difference in the world for your business.
It really does. I mean, just that defining the entrepreneur was like that was at the Treat 'em Right before convention started, and I leaned over to my husband. I said, I can go home right now.
Yep.
I mean, I already had my nugget, you know. And the coolest thing about convention, too, what I don't know if people will get this, everybody's looking for the how-tos and the words, and you will get those. But the biggest thing you come away with is when you surround yourself with that caliber of leadership and you get the big picture of what's going on, you have a different mindset. So when you start to do your gift account walkthroughs and make your phone calls, that your attitude is better, your belief level has risen in yourself and in the company, And just by you having a greater level of belief in you and yourself and the company, what we're doing here, all of a sudden your vocabulary changes, your attitude changes, and people will read that. You know, the whole law of attraction that we learn at Treat 'Em Right, it just comes true when you kind of all put that together. And when you're coming off with those kind of attitudes and beliefs and convictions, you attract that. It's mirroring right back, and you'll have more success.
Linda, I got a couple questions for you.
Yep.
Number one, how many cards have you, three-part question, how many cards have you sent? How many Treat 'Em Rights have you gone to? And what's the third one? How many gift accounts have you done? If you can ballpark those.
Cards, I've sent about 4,000. Treat 'Em Rights, I've been to 9. And gift account walkthroughs, about 350.
Awesome. So, yeah, I mean, you look at the number. I mean, if people are new on the call, she's been in for a couple of years, 4,000 cards. So, obviously, if you look at people that are working this business part-time, full-time, it's so important to send a lot of cards, and you just don't, you know, it sounds like a lot of cards, but, you know, might be, what, if over 2 years, it's probably, you know, a couple cards a day.
Well, and you know what, I use it equally on a personal level as I do a business level, that, like, a ton of those cards are personal cards.
Exactly,
you know?
And you're going to, and you collect more, the more cards you send, the more stories you create, and these little cards, you know, if you're sending out unexpected cards that are, you know, have your, you know, personalized, they have pictures, and they're just fun, they're creative, and they're not trying to sell you anything. People look at those, and every single one of those is a little marketing piece for you, because it's got your brand on the back of it. And, you know, just from sending out cards personally that are neat cards, you're going to get people into this business. You're going to be doing this business just by doing that. And then you look at 9 Treat 'Em Rights, so obviously, you know, you learn something new at every Treat 'Em Right. It's like reading a book and then reading it 3 years later. You're going to get something new out of it, because you're always going to be at a different level in your business. And that's why we always, you know, continually go to these Treat 'Em Right seminars, is we always pick up something new from the trainers, from Cody, from other people at the seminars. So that's key. And then the walkthroughs, you know, we always say if you just do one thing in this business, that's doing walkthroughs. You know, the more walkthroughs that you do, the more chances you have of getting people enrolled. You can't just talk to people about it and throw up all over them. You have to just say, hey, when's a good time to get you in front of your computer? Let me show you how this works. And you get them online and you walk them through it. The more you say up front trying to get them to the website, the harder it's going to be. So I would say less is more, and I'm pretty sure you guys would probably agree with that.
Yeah, hey, Linda, if you're do you use the banner, or do you do it yourself? And if I was a brand new rep again, what do you teach me to do?
Yep, absolutely use the banner. I use it 99% of the time, unless they don't have speakers, or if I'm in a public place like Panera and it's too loud. True story, when Cody Bateman came in to do the Treat 'Em Right for Pittsburgh, I was not using the banner site, and asked Bart. Bart was pushing me for about 3-4 months. He's the best sponsor ever. He was really encouraging me to use the banner site, and I was being stubborn. I was just, and you need to know how to do a manual walkthrough. And a manual walkthrough is, if you know how to send a card, that's what you show somebody. It's not hard to do. But the point of the story is, when Cody came to town, he asked me if I was using the banner site, and I couldn't lie, and I said no. And he says, why not? And I said, I do a pretty good walkthrough. And he said, well, it's not about what you can do, it's about what they can do. And I thought, oh, meanwhile, I know better, right? So when I did, people felt that they could do it. Because what, true story, I was doing a walkthrough, whether you're in person or over the phone doing a manual walkthrough, you're just, you know, guiding them through, sending a card, not a big deal. You know, red bar, second button in, click on card catalog. Great. And you're just telling them what to do. Well, I heard myself do it one day. And what I realized was I was doing all the talking, and it felt like I was barking commands because they weren't talking a lot. And the person said to me, boy, this is really cool. I couldn't do what you just did. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm thinking, are you kidding me? This is so easy to send a card. But to the person from the other side, it just sounds like I know a lot because I was talking a lot. So I would tell a new person two things. One, we use the banner site, you know, and until you feel comfortable, and I'm with you. You know, I'm with and for you. We're just going to take your friend to the website and say, click here to send a free card, and we're going to let Cody, our CEO, kind of guide you through. We're going to send a card to somebody, and we're going to be here for questions in case you get stuck or something.
Well, let me ask you a question, Linda. What do you feel the biggest challenge in this business is for you? Is it finding prospects? Is it getting them to the gift account? Is it the follow-up? What is the biggest challenge that you've faced in this business now that you've been in it 2 years?
Yeah, I guess the biggest challenge, I don't really, like, it sounds so weird. Like, I don't have any complaints. I guess to have a bigger business than I have today, it's finding the one that wants to do the work. Like, not so much that wants to do the work. It's the ones that have big enough goals to work hard for. That's why I like the I am statements so much. I mean, I know where I'm going. I know what I want out of this business. I know where I'm going. It's just, you know, getting in front of enough people to find, you know, all the right people that want to run as fast as I do to get where they want to go. That's probably the biggest thing we all see in our businesses. We have huge goals to do huge goals. You need a lot of people to kind of team up and partner with. If you help enough people, obviously you get to where you want to go. So the biggest challenge is finding somebody that wants to do something big here.
Hey, Linda, how many calls a day do you make?
This is all I do, but I don't do it 40 hours a week. I try to do somewhere between, like, I'll take an hour, and in that hour, no incoming calls, no Facebook, no email, no nothing, and I just crank out calls, and during that hour, and we do our team calls, and we kind of always talk about this. This is my promise to people. If they're doing this on a part-time basis, my promise is this. Even if you took 30 minutes, try to prove me wrong, this will work. If you take 30 minutes, no interruptions, no incoming calls, Facebook, email, nothing. Within 30 minutes, I guarantee you, if you've got a prepared contact list with your numbers and stuff and you just crank out some calls, one of two things will happen. You will get somebody to do a gift account walkthrough because they're available and they have 5 minutes to do so, or you'll get two people who will get booked gift account walkthroughs. That one of those two things will happen within that half hour, guaranteed, bar none, it'll do that. And I had people do it. We did our team call, and I put it out there. I had people email me back and said, oh, my God, you're right. 30 minutes, uninterrupted. One did a gift account walkthrough, and one booked two gift account walkthroughs. You just have to be disciplined enough to sit in your chair 30 minutes. And because usually if somebody gets a hold of somebody and, you know, they talk and whatever, and then they quit calling.
That's good.
Well, you can.
That's
begin
so true,
to,
too. People will do that. Will they try to look busy and they do the multitasking where they're online or they're checking their email and, you know, they make a couple phone calls. But, Dad, you do the same thing where you just sit down and you make an hour's worth of calls and you don't want to have any distractions come through.
Yeah, you don't even need the full hour. I mean, it's cool because I know, Jim, you said this on last week's call or the one before. In that hour, some of it will be for gift account walkthroughs, but the other half hour is for follow-up for current card senders, which is just as valuable.
Which is where I get a lot of my referrals. That's what
yeah.
I was referring to earlier. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think people can begin to see why you're successful. I'm curious. You said earlier in the call you were with another company for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get disenchanted with that company or just saw a bigger opportunity here? Or what was the story on that?
I saw a brilliant, more huge opportunity, and I'll tell you why. My husband and I, and I still – That the company I was with is still around. They're still viable. I still have a lot of friends there. Still a great company. My husband and I always said in network marketing, because we worked at another company together, we always said network marketing, the money's in the tools. Because people will be – they'll spend money to be better at who they are. And when I saw send out cards, like in my 14 years of networking, you know, everyone's always cross-recruiting each other and, you know, each other's companies, whatever. So I had made, you know, a good number of friends in all these other companies. When I saw send out cards, I thought, it doesn't matter what company somebody's with, whether it's a product company, a party plan, you know, whatever, network marketing. And then even outside of network marketing, the traditional companies like the insurance and real estate and mortgage, I thought people, and Dave and I always believed this, like people will spend money, be better at what they do. So my approach was I'm going to go to all these people that I know and say, hey, I'm not cross-recruiting you. I'm not going to talk to you about what you're doing, but you need this in your business. And I firmly believe that everybody needs this in their business because I was using send out cards in this other company, and I saw what it could do. And I just thought this is awesome. But the bigger picture that I saw was no competition, 62-cent greeting card, flipped the, you know, industry upside, like we're the Netflix of the greeting card world. But then I saw the bigger picture of the low, you know, reorder rate, $31 a month. A lot of the companies that we had looked at before we chose that first company had high reorder rates. I thought, anybody, if you're 18-year-old, my son, you know, he golfs, he's a caddy, he's 16, he could do $31 a month, for crying out loud, on you know, on his caddy income. And my grandmother, who's 88, can do $31 a month. You know, so it doesn't matter what people do, who they are, you know, what it is. If somebody came in, every 11 seconds, somebody joins a home-based business. The question is, which one are they going to join? I have nothing against product companies. I sincerely do not. I did it for 14 years, never regretted a day of my life. But now that I'm out, I don't miss those conversations about cost comparisons, ingredient comparisons, and things like that. I thought, this is so easy to talk to people about because it's a service. It helps them be better at what they do. I don't feel like I'm selling anything. I just feel like I'm benefiting them.
Linda, something that you that stuck with me when you told me, when you got into your last network marketing company, you did a lot of research.
We looked at 82 companies.
How many companies?
82.
82 companies, and it came down to two.
Mm-hmm.
The one that you chose and Excel Communications.
Right.
Okay. So you looked at Excel. Tell me exactly what you told me like a while ago, where you liked Excel, but you didn't know
that whole. We liked it so much because it was a service. It was high tech. It was technology. There's like this sex appeal to it. Like everyone's like, you know, intrigued. And professionals in suits and ties would get into Excel. They wouldn't get into like, you know, necessarily recommend products to other people. It was a service which intrigued us highly. The reason we didn't get into Excel was one reason. I mean, it had everything going for it because it was easy, a service, blah blah. What it did not have was residuals. It was a quarter of 1% on the first sixth level and like 5% on the seventh level or something like that. And when I saw Sendout's comp plan, I thought this is exactly what I almost chose. If Excel would have had the residuals that Sendout had, we would have been in a minute. And that's what I learned too, just by doing these two businesses. Everybody who's done another business, you know, whether it was successful or not, you gained a lot of experience and you have a lot to compare it to. It's a good base, groundwork. What I like about Sendout is people who had never stepped foot into network marketing will in Sendout Cards because of what it is. It's a service.
Yeah, and I just want to let everybody know, Jimmy Dick is number like six or whatever, an income earner in Sendout Cards. He's Jordan's sponsor, okay? And Cody went to him because Jimmy Dick was a legend in Excel. And he basically, Cody went to him and he said, how do we get this program to fly like Excel? Jimmy goes, well, let's write it just like Excel. But the only thing different was they put in a limited pay plan with Sendout Cards with the unlimited residuals on the back end. So I've heard that from more than one person, Linda, some
mm-hmm.
old people in the industry, and they absolutely eat this with a big spoon. So... anyway, I just wanted to kind of go over the compensation plan to make sure people know there's a lot of money here.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm glad you brought that up because here's the real deal. In network marketing, you have to get people paid quickly or they're gone as quick as they came in. Not that they'll leave and stop using the product or the service, but in network marketing, you need to get people paid quick. And with our coaching bonuses being paid weekly, even if they just did one account a week, and $120 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but it is to a lot of people. And if you just had a $120 check plop in somebody's mailbox, a week or whatever after, you know, they did the work, that will keep them engaged. And then if that's all they did was set up an account a week and they got $120 a week, that's a car payment for a lot of people. That's a mortgage payment for some people. That was the biggest challenge. And you talk to any network marketer, they'll tell you the biggest challenge is getting people paid quickly and substantially. And when you're throwing a $120 paycheck at them on a weekly basis, it'll keep them engaged. Most companies, and most people may not know this, most companies pay monthly. And what we experienced before, and most people do, is they work really hard, in that 30 days to get paid for the month, but their paycheck comes the 15th of the following month. So there's this huge delay, and their ego just keeps getting, you know, beat down, beat down. So we have the instant gratification of a paycheck. And I tell everyone, that all our distributors, get on auto deposit because it's even quicker. You get paid Wednesday instead of Saturday. And you see this check pound in your checking account, and you're like, woo, it's great.
Well, Linda, I want to thank you for being a great guest on our call this evening. I know that the time has gone by. It went by really quickly. In fact, we took a couple extra minutes. And I want to thank you for being not only on our call, but I'm really thankful that you're on our team. And I thank Bart for having the foresight to get you involved in this. So,
honored to be on this call and to be part of the Packer team. And I've got the greatest greatest sponsor, Bart and Rick, as an upline. But I'm just grateful for you guys. So I'm so honored to be on this call.
Well, thank you very much. And we'll see you at the Treat 'Em Right in Hartford.
You got it. See you guys
right.
soon. Good night, everyone.
Everybody, good night. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Linda.
All right. Bye.